With Talking Tech, I'm Georgia Thompson. Today, we are talking about ransomware, a cyber hack that takes hold of your precious data until you pay a fee to get it back. Ransomware, in its simplest form, is the theft of confidential data with a cost to regain access to the stolen files. This could be priceless items such as baby photos or financial details such as banking documents. According to new research from Kaspersky Lab, this threat has grown at unprecedented rates in recent years, and as a result, approximately 1.1 million UK adults have lost money. Interestingly, the new research found that 3 in 5 are completely unaware of what ransomware is, leaving them open to the threat of losing their precious data and memories such as family photos unless they pay a ransom fee. Although we usually expect younger rather than older generations to be more technologically savvy, the research found that 70% of 18 to 24-year-olds do not know what ransomware is, compared with 59% of over 55s. This indicates a lack of knowledge amongst those most likely to be using devices connected to the internet. As a majority, 79% of people connect their smartphones to the internet and use their smartphones to store huge amounts of data. It is not surprising then that half of these people would feel violated if their personal and sentimental data was lost. Here to tell us more is David Mull, internet security expert at Kaspersky Lab.
So ransomware is, in its simplest form, is the threat of your confidential data with a cost. The cost is the ransom, which is then demanded by the cyber criminals, which needs to be paid to regain access to your stolen files. It's a form of malicious software, sometimes written as malware, shortened to malware, that locks or encrypts the files on your PC, tablet or smartphone. And ultimately what it does, it prevents access to those files, and these could be your family photos or financial details. And just from a ransomware, just to give some context, it is rapidly growing. It's a threat affecting both businesses and consumers. And our research, which we've just undertaken earlier on this year, shows that almost one in five UK consumers have now been affected by some form of ransomware.
He also told us what we can do to protect our valuable data online.
So despite the growing threat of ransomware, the research found that 71% of people don't have the data backed up on a separate physical device, such as an external hard drive or cloud service. Furthermore, 50% of people in the UK don't have any antivirus to prevent the initial ransomware infection. But by following a few simple steps, you can help protect yourself and your family from the threat. I would recommend making a regular backup of your data, so again, on an external hard drive or cloud service. Use a reliable internet security solution. There are a number easily available on the market. Keep your software up to date, for example, your operating system or Internet Explorer. Allow the automatic updates to run. These are in place to protect you from new security threats. And finally, just keep an eye on the types of files that you download from the internet or you receive via email. Only download files from trusted sources. Most ransomware ends up on computers via email. And so once you've opened that malicious attachment, your device could be infected.
For more information, go to www.kaspersky.co.uk. With Talking Tech, I'm Georgia Thompson.